It was released on Tuesday in stores now, the DVD of The Perfect Guy. And add it to your collection right now. Sanaa Lathan joins us. How are you this morning, Sanaa?
I'm so good. Happy early new year.
Yeah.
So now I'm a little jealous. Skip dressed up for you this morning.
Really?
Yes.
What is Skip wearing?
He has on his good sweater, you know, the good button-up sweater with the shirt under it. Mm. Looking all tight and whatnot. He got his Vaseline on his lips. Yeah. Looking all shiny.
I didn't know if you were FaceTiming me or not.
put his good diamond earring in his one ear.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, got the juice going on the hair. I'm a little jealous. Looking extra curly this morning just for you.
Yeah. And so now I got to give you your props. You did your thing in the movie Perfect Guy. And your boy, Michael Elias, my daddy would say, that boy played that picture.
That boy right there.
That boy was some kind of sociopath. Now when the cameras turned off and everything, so now were you like a little scared of him?
You know, it's so funny because Michael is probably one of the nicest, really nice guy. So professional, so sweet. And I like to joke around on set, you know, sometimes it gets really intense, but towards the end of the shooting, you know, he really got into character and would stay in character in between takes. And
intense.
Very intense. And, you know, I just knew sometimes I would just look at him across the room and I'd be like, let me just stay away. Let me stay away because I saw that look in those eyes, and I think it really came across on screen.
Uh-huh. Well, that makes me wonder. Job. That makes me wonder, like in real life, what's like the craziest thing that's happened to you on a date? Well, you know, they got that look, or they're doing something that's just off the wall.
The craziest thing in real life?
Yeah, that's happened to you on a date.
Ooh, on a date,
girl. We've all had them.
You know what? You know what? I can't think of a date, but not too long ago, I got into an Uber with a friend of mine late at night, and I don't know if the driver was on something, but he reminded me of Michael at the end of the... get out of the Uber in the middle of nowhere because he started yelling at us and giving us orders, and it was just really strange. And I said, you know what? I have to stop at this store. You're not going to take me home.
Good move.
But that was kind of a freaky situation that happened.
Creepy.
Not too long ago.
Hey, and Sanaa, because you filmed with like Morris Chestnut and Taye Diggs, Michael Ealy, Denzel, I bet women live vicariously through you. Because like
yes,
watching
girl.
Love scenes,
yes, girl,
fellas.
We do.
I know I'm a lucky girl, right?
Yes, girl, we do.
It makes it easy getting up, you know, at the crack of dawn, you know. Oh, this is who I get to see. This is who I get to kiss today.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, going to work. Right. It was funny because working on A Perfect Guy, a lot of my friends, I've been in the business for so long, a lot of my friends, they're over coming to the set. They're not really interested.
Uh-huh.
But on this particular movie, they were asking, can I come visit you?
Yeah,
why are you so interested in coming to visit me all of a sudden? You know?
You've been in so many movies, Sanaa. Would you, you know, we would consider calling you the female Samuel L. Jackson, but you look way too good for that.
Way.
So, but of all the leading men, you know, like in The Best Man, The Wood, Brown Sugar, Love and Basketball, I think you had the best on-screen chemistry. My personal observation would be with like Taye Diggs. Am I right?
Oh, you did? You know, Taye is like such a good friend of mine. I actually just saw him 3 days ago. We're kind of like, because we've been friends for almost going on 20 years. You know, we did The Best Man.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know. How many years ago was The Best Man, the first Best Man?
That was 99.
It was like 17 years ago.
What?
And then we did Brown Sugar.
Yes,
and then, of course, Best Man Holiday.
Yes.
And we really stayed friends in between, and I see him every now and then. And so we have a good friendship, so maybe that's what comes across.
Well, girl, I got to ask you, I mean, do you believe that there actually is a perfect guy? Is there such a thing?
No, I don't think there's a perfect. I don't think there's a perfect guy. I don't think there's a perfect
person,
woman, I think,
right?
Just by nature of being human, that we're imperfect, and we're all, you know, evolving, and we all have our faults and our weaknesses that we have to work on. But I do believe that, yeah, there's a perfect person for each person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Would he be French and from Montana?
Oh, very funny.
Or maybe a little French vanilla in your coffee this morning. I don't know. We had to ask.
I bet the New Year's plans, you got some pretty good ones lined up for tonight.
Yeah, I'm just going to take it easy this year, you know. Mm-hmm. This year I'm just feeling kind of like being around loved ones and having a nice dinner and setting intentions and, you know, I'm not really interested in being out.
Well, there's plenty of time for that.
Yeah, exactly.
You're out all the time.
Happy New Year, Sanaa.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you both. Thank you so much.
Wish you the very best in 2016, and thank you for your time today.
You too.
All right, sweetheart. Kay. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Bye.